Tony Robbins, one of the most recognized self-improvement motivational speakers in the world. Tony Robbins wrote a book that sold over 20 million copies called Awaken the Giant Within. In it, he postulates that we all have a giant within us, just waiting to break out and accomplish wonderful things. I believe that's a crock of shit. I think that if you feel like you have a giant within you, you're probably just constipated. Mr. Robbins also has a trust-building or empowerment technique, whereby he has people walk barefoot over red-hot coals to increase their self-esteem. My theories teach you how to afford fireproof shoes. Let's look at a few more examples. These next two were written almost 50 years ago, and they are still big bestsellers today. Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, a decent book, but thinking is overrated. You can't think your way to riches. You have to do. Do and grow rich. Then there's the multi-million seller Zig Ziglar's See You at the Top, a hugely popular book that has always seemed vague to me. Where exactly is the top? What is the top? The financial top? The feel good about yourself top? His book conveys an all or none attitude. Either you're at the top or you're down at the bottom. Instead of See You at the Top, how about a book called Meet Me in the Middle? Sounds a little more attainable to most people. Jen Sincero. This modern millennial has written a bestseller called You Are a Badass. This is a newer take on the Awaken the Giant Within theory, except she wants you to embrace your inner badass. But I don't want to be known as a badass, unless cage fighting is my path to riches. You may be thinking, okay, Jack, you've picked apart the other books. Why is yours any different? I mean, The Business of Living sounds like just another angle. That's fair, except that I won't ever attempt to pump you up like some books do. I won't promise to see you at the top, and I won't help you find your inner anything. In fact, I seldom look inward. This book doesn't assume that success is some far-off destination or an all-or-none proposition. Most other books tend to make success seem really elusive. Along with my philosophy of life being a series of transactions is my motto, you don't need the key to success if you know how to pick the lock. That means thinking outside of the box, which is your key to successful transactions. I also assume that you may not have access to the traditional key. You may not have been born with advantages that make it easier to get the key to success. If you can learn to pick the lock, then you're thinking on your feet. You're not beholden to someone who has the key and is dangling it in front of you. Now, before going any further in this book, I want you to take 5 minutes and write down 4 or 5 brief answers to the following 2 categories. I want you to list your financial goals. Then I want you to list your weaknesses. Please use a pen or a felt tip marker. Chapter 2, The State of Success in America. As I write this in 2020, it's obvious that we don't live in an America that's conducive to success. And by that, I don't mean the economic climate or unemployment rates. I mean the cultural climate. Virtually everything today tends to be governed through the lens of political correctness. So what does that have to do with this book? Everything. Because you see, the hallmark of political correctness is that it ignores individual differences in people